Oi, tudo bem? This is Michael McDonald, and we have news from Brazil. Again. Hello, everyone. This is Michael McDonald. I'll be your new host to talk about some of the latest news about Brazil. What happened to the previous host, you ask? Well, Leah Drummond is now the editor and producer. We work together, and it's going to be a fun journey. Thanks so much for inviting me. Well, let's start with Eleonora Hughes at the Associated Press on May the 7th of 2023. The title of the article is Brazil's Amazon Megaprojects Threaten Lula's Green Ambitions, and Hughes writes, after his swearing-in ceremony on January 1st, Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva walked up the ramp to the presidential palace arm-in-arm with the indigenous leader Jeane Mitucaré, instantly recognizable by his yellow headdress and wooden lip plate. But a major railway that would accelerate deforestation in Mitucaré's ancestral land risks souring relations between the leftist leader and the chief of the Caiapau people. It's just one of several megaprojects that activists and experts say would devastate the natural world and seriously dent Lula's newfound image as a defender of the environment if they proceed. Others include an oil drilling project near the mouth of the Amazon River, a highway that would slice through some of the Amazon rainforest's most protected areas, and renewal of a giant hydraulic dam's license. Under Lula's predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro, deforestation soared to a 15-year high and environmental restrictions were weakened. The far-right leader filled key positions in environmental agencies with agribusiness allies and military officers. Indigenous people's rights were trampled. After narrowly defeating Bolsonaro in last year's election, Lula has strived to put environmental protection and respect for indigenous people's rights at the heart of his third term. He resumed successful pursuit of international donations for the Amazon Fund that combats deforestation, launched a military campaign to exact illegal miners from the Yanomami territory, committed to ending an illegal deforestation by 2030, and restarted the demarcation of indigenous areas. But Lula faces difficult tests in the large infrastructure projects. While opponents regard them as catastrophic, some in Lula's Workers' Party continue to view them as essential to providing jobs and promoting growth. And Brazil, a developing nation, has heavy demand for socio-economic benefits. I don't know, folks, this does sound kind of scary to me. I've known since I was a child, and I'm not a child anymore, that killing the rainforest off is not good. On the other hand, it's interesting that it's going to create jobs and economic growth, but perhaps we could find another way to do that rather than half, probably most of the world's ecosystems. I don't know. I'm interested to hear your thoughts. Leave them in the comments if we've got some. So let's talk about the Amazon rainforest and how it plays an impact. As I said, from a child, I knew this. So deforestation and encroachment on the Amazon rainforest is going to have significant impacts. Like, it helps in regulating the global climate by absorbing and storing carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. Deforestation and land use in the Amazon can lead to the release of this carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and can contribute to global warming. In addition to its role as a carbon sink, the Amazon rainforest also plays a critical role in regulating regional climate patterns, including the water cycle. Deforestation and land use can alter local precipitation patterns, leading to droughts, wildfires, and other climate-related hazards that can have a severe impact on local communities. And not to mention, deforestation and encroachment can displace indigenous communities, as we've discussed. So this has a huge impact, which leads us into our next article from Bernardo Caram at Reuters on May the 4th of 2023. It's entitled, Climate Shocks Could Push 3 Million Brazilians Into Extreme Poverty. Climate shocks just refers to the negative and unexpected impacts of climate change on different aspects of societies, including economies, ecosystems, and human well-being. So from the article, he writes, climate shocks could push millions of Brazilians into extreme poverty by 2030, a report by the World Bank on Thursday said, urging the country to accelerate investments toward renewable energy sources. The poorest of the South American nation would be affected by natural disasters, especially floods and droughts, rising food prices, and reduced labor productivity, the report said. Brazil is in a strong place to source more renewable energy, as almost half of its energy supply, including over 80% of its electricity, already comes from renewables, compared with the world average of between 15% and 27%, the report said. To take full advantage of its low-carbon potential, Brazil would need to need net investments of 0.5% of its annual GDP each year between now and 2050, said Johannes Zut, World Bank Director for Brazil, noting climate shocks could push between 800,000 and 3 million Brazilians into extreme poverty by the end of the decade. In a report last November, the World Bank said climate change poses a major threat to long-term development objectives, especially poverty reduction, it has said. It has released numerous reports detailing costs to countries around the world and suggesting mitigation efforts. The report on Brazil mentions a study produced by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, which suggests that Brazil may soon reach a tipping point beyond which the Amazon basin would no longer have enough rainfall to sustain ecosystems and ensure water supply and carbon storage. In the most extreme case, with a combination of climate change, deforestation, and expansion of pastures area, the cumulative impact of Brazil's GDP by 2050 is estimated at 184 billion, equivalent to 9.7% of the country's current GDP. The World Bank says the social and economic impact of this disruption would be high, with serious consequences for agriculture, water supply in cities, flood mitigation, and hydroelectric power generation. The effects of climate change are already being felt in the country through changes in temperature patterns and rainfall, according to the report, adding that extreme weather events in Brazil cause losses of $2.6 billion a year on average. Mudslides and major floods brought about by heavy rains have become more common in Brazil in recent years, underlining a lack of urban planning in low-income neighborhoods throughout much of the country, where shanty towns are often built on hillsides prone to collapse. Following the administration of former President Jair Bolsonaro, who slashed environmental protection efforts in the Amazon, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva took office this year with the promise of putting such efforts back on the government agenda. Folks, I'm not sure, but Jair Bolsonaro, as an outsider looking in, sounds much like the 4 years that the United States experienced not too long ago. That's something to think about. And finally for this episode, from the amazing Natalia Viana, who's executive director of the Brazilian investigative journalism outlet Agência Pública. She has worked on investigations as part of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, and her work has been featured on the New York Times, Foreign Policy, The Nation, and the BBC. So on May the 9th, 2023, at The Guardian, the title is Why is Google Stonewalling Regulation in Brazil? Natalia wrote, as dozens of countries debate adopting greater regulation, the tech giants are growing aggressive. On Monday, 1st of May, Brazilians were surprised when they went to their Google homepage under the familiar search field. A link said, the fake news bill can make your internet worse. Whoever clicked on the link was taken to the Google blog that criticized draft law 2630, which was to be voted on by the Brazilian Congress the next day. The search homepage, used by more than 90% of 160 million internet users in Brazil, also claimed in another link that the fake news bill can create confusion about what is true and what is a lie in Brazil. Known as the fake news law, the bill criticized by Google enhances transparency requirements and forces social media, search engines, and messaging services to detect and take down illegal content, posing heavy fines if they don't. It also obliges tech companies to pay for journalistic content used in a bargaining scheme like the one adopted in Australia. Critics have argued the bill was not sufficiently debated in society. In the end, the vote was suspended, but not because of lack of debate. An orchestrated fake news campaign led by many of the same pro-Bolsonaro influencers that tried to overturn Brazilian elections allied themselves with Google, Facebook, and TikTok against regulation and scared off internet users by branding the proposal law the censorship bill. Newspaper Folha de São Paulo reported that Google's strategy included sending emails to YouTubers saying there would be less money to invest in their channels and asking them to talk to their Congress. The tech giant also fumbled with search results, prominently showing its own blog posts and other articles that were critical of the bill, according to a study by the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro. Google denied manipulating its search engine and claimed it purchased ads like everyone else. After being accused of misleading advertisement by the Justice Ministry, it pulled the link but defended its actions by saying that all Brazilians have the right to be a part of this conversation, Google added. We are committed to communicating our concerns about Bill 2630 publicly and transparently. Many users reported that the search autocomplete was also acting strange. When I typed the number of the bill, one of the options was, the bill can grow misinformation online and harm users, or the bill can impact the internet that you know. Neither are probably common search terms. They're really anti-regulation marketing slogans. As the president of the Brazilian Association of Digital Journalism, AJOR, I've seen the tech lobby get more and more aggressive in recent months. Tech giants have spent a great deal of time talking to all journalism associations, including us, about their concerns. After weighing all their arguments, most media players, both legacy and digital startups, decided to take back the law. That's when big tech started saying there would be no more money to give their journalism programs, similar to what they did to YouTube creators. This strong-arming is not only bad for the relationship between journalists and tech platforms, it's provided a chance for Bolsonaro allies to gain momentum again after being the focus of large investigation about disinformation-fueled campaign that led to a mob storming the government buildings in Brasília in January. The fake news campaign against the law, which even claimed that the Bible would be censored, was led by the same people who led a fake news campaign to subvert election results. This is not just a matter that could concern Brazilians. What is happening in my country is just the last in the series of events that show how tech giants are prepared to be more aggressive as dozens of countries, from Indonesia to Nigeria, debate adopting greater tech regulation. In Canada and Australia, Facebook and Google went as far as to remove news content from their platforms to put pressure on the media industry. In the meantime, they seem to have abandoned any pretense that they do not mediate content. Which is why it baffles me that the US media and public opinion are not following these actions and denouncing them. While American congressmen are threatening to block TikTok as a Chinese state agent, US companies are flexing their muscles in foreign democracies that only want a way out of the mess that tech has created. To be sure, it was the US's failure to regulate its own tech companies that allowed for the present state of the world, in which a handful of companies effectively control the public debate. In most countries with the unprecedented power to manipulate opinions and disrupt lawmakers' efforts to regulate them, they have the power to keep or shatter a democracy. Now that the genie's out of the bottle, if American citizens and politicians will not dare to keep their own companies in check, who will? Folks, I have to say, this is a really amazing article. As somebody in the North America, it makes a lot of sense, and wow, I'm interested to see where it goes from here. Thanks for listening. I just want you to know all references, links can be found in the episode description. It has been great to be with you for this episode of News About Brazil. It's the first one down. I'll be back again when the news calls. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to News About Brazil. I hope you're okay. Let me know how you feel. Links to the articles can be found on the episode description. We'll be back as soon as the Samba calls me, and we hope that you subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. Music today by Chris Hagen and Doug Maxwell Media. Ciao for now.